I want our first meal. We'll go look a bit about tonight about the watchman. Now, as I grew up, I started about where these boys are. I had a teacher taught me about what I need to do. He didn't just teach, he watched me. I had preachers that watched me. They weren't just watching out, which we're going, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but they weren't just watching out for the devil and all the snares, but they was watching inside to see what I needed.
Right.
See how I needed to grow. There's a lot more to a watchman. I looked up all kinds of things about watchmen. What's their responsibility? Yes, their responsibility was to be on top of the wall. We're going to see that a little bit, but their responsibility was also to look inside and see the people. See what they were doing. See their needs. Because from their point of view, they could see their struggles. Right. They could see their failures. And they could find help. Right. And I had somebody in my corner, and I'd ask Brother Rick if he'd pray for me tonight for us.
Heavenly Father, Lord, you're great. We can do nothing, you can do everything.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for Brother Jason. Thank you for his precious family. I pray you give him the best you got.
Yeah.
And I pray you bless this time around your word. That Jesus will get the honor and the glory. And God will thank you for it in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
We'll read some verses here in Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 1. We're going to read most of the chapter here. Says, and again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of the people, and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon the land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast, and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet, and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet, and took not warning. His blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come, and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come, and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So thou, O Son of Man, I set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word of my mouth, and warn them from me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way. That wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked man of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity. For thou hast delivered thy soul. Therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus ye speak, saying, if our transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, how shall we live and then live? Saying to them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. But if the wicked turn from his way and live, turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel? Therefore the sons of men... Man saying to the children of thy people, the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. As for wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall thereby in the day that he turneth from his wickedness. Neither shall the righteous be able to live for his righteousness in the day that he sinneth. When I shall say to the righteous that he shall surely live if he trusts in his own righteousness and commit iniquity, all his righteousness shall not be remembered. But for his iniquity that he hath committed, he shall die for it. Again, when I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die if he turn from his sin and do that which is lawful and right. If the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he hath had, robbed, walk in the statutes of life without committing iniquity, he shall surely live. He shall not die. None of his sins, I like his part, none of his sins that he hath committed shall be mentioned unto him. He hath done that which is lawful and right, and he shall surely live. Yet the children of thy people say, the way of the Lord is not equal. But as for them, their way is not equal. When the righteous turn from his righteousness and committeth iniquity, he shall even die thereby. But the wicked turn from his wickedness and do that which is lawful and right, he shall live thereby. I guess you could give a title. I started to call it the Watchman, but I like the title is just Blow the Trumpet. If you look at a watchman and you look at the overview of a watchman, what it says in, I guess you could call it Google, it says in the Bible, a watchman had many duties. Like I said, it was protecting towns and military bases from enemy attacks. So he'd be up on that tower. Now, the thing about a watchman is, a watchman didn't do any good if he's in the same level you are.
Right.
He could not see what was coming ahead. And also, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but he wouldn't believe if they did. Because they'd say, how can you see what's coming?
Right.
You're in the same place I am.
Right.
Right. So a watchman, not pridefully, but spiritually, should be higher. Should be close to God as he can get.
Amen.
If they really care, if they really want to do their job, they're going to dig in. They're going to look for everything they can find, for every bush out of place, every speck of grass that's missing.
Right.
They're looking to see anything that can cause harm or danger.
Right.
Because they don't want anybody to get hurt.
Right.
And it says here, warning and watchmen warn townspeople of impending threats. Observation. Watchmen observe the daily life of the city, including the people, their work, and their habits. Not only did they look outside, but he looked inside. And he saw the habits of the people to see where he could help on the inside. Because he knew the dangers of the outside. He had to keep careful for that. But there was a danger on the inside of the habits of the people, the sin of the people, the things that they would do on the inside. You can destroy something from the inside just as fast as you can from the outside sometimes.
Right.
He's safeguarding. The watchman safeguards fields and vineyards during the harvest time. He watched during the harvest time. During the most important part, when you see someone just about to the edge of getting saved, the harvest time, he would watch. Be careful that they didn't get stolen or taken away.
Right.
Yeah. I like this one. He announced, the watchman announced the start of a new day.
Yeah.
You know, and it said on one part, I found out that the watchman, usually on the start of a new day, when the darkness was over, he would blow a trumpet for the start of a brand new day.
Yeah.
You know, God's going to blow a trumpet one day. And we can, it's an encouragement. It's an example to us that, hey, there's a better day coming. I'm a watchman. I should be where I want to be. I should be doing what I should be doing. I should be encouraging people because there's a better day coming. Now, here's a few things to help watchmen. You know, I'm not in this alone.
Right.
There's other watchmen.
Yes, they are.
So here's a few things to help in your line of duty. It says, intake caffeine. You got to get excited. Every once in a while, you have to have an intake of caffeine. It might be, hey, I'm downstairs teaching or preaching, and one gets saved. And someone comes and tells me, hey, one got saved this morning. I need an intake.
Yeah.
I need a little picker-upper. I need to know what God's doing.
Yeah.
I need to know what I'm going through. It's worth it. And it picks me up and gets me going.
Yeah.
I got to establish a routine. I got to have a routine to this.
Yeah.
I got to get up early.
Right.
I got to read my Bible. I got to pray.
Yes, sir.
I got to have a routine. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, revivals, class. I got to have a routine that I go through that helps me. It keeps me on my toes. Shows me where the devil is, what his advances are. I need to know what I'm looking for.
Yes.
You got to have a supplement of enough water. Got to have enough water. Got to have enough water. I got to stay hydrated.
Yeah, amen.
You're right.
He says using a blue light bulb in a case to prevent from falling asleep, but that's a certain kind of light. I can't just use any kind of light.
Right.
I prefer, and I say the only one I'm going to use is the King James Bible because it's a light that's tested and proven to work right.
Yeah.
I got to avoid eating junk.
Yeah.
I can't be eating the junk of this world.
Amen.
If I start eating the junk of this world, I get lazy.
Right.
I get tired because it'll wear off.
Yeah.
This won't wear off.
Right.
It says here, use the guard tour system to monitor your guards. I got to encourage other guards. When they're down, hey, I got to say, just like I was telling you before, hey, look what God's doing.
Yes, sir.
Hey, when I'm down, you got to do that for me, too.
Yes, sir.
I got to seek outside help. Sometimes I can't make it on my own. I have to go to somebody. I might go to the preacher. I might go to Brother Rick and say, hey, I need help. I'm discouraged. Give me something.
Yes.
Hey, we're in this together. Give me something. I need something.
Amen.
Like I said before, a watchman just can't be anyone. He has to be alert. He has to be knows what he's looking for. You know, a lot of times during the siege of a city, they didn't march for miles away. They would try to hide in a hill. They'd try to hide in the bushes. They'd try to hide so much way they could get as close as they could so they could attack. We have to watch what we're looking for. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil has a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour.
Yes.
There's scripture verses I can look up that will help a watchman be alert.
Yeah.
It says here, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Yeah.
And we'll give different verses. This is what we're looking for. This is what a watchman has to watch out for. It says here in Matthew 7:15, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves.
Yes. Yes.
You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistle? Hey, I got to tell somebody, not being mean, if I know something's false and it's against this word, my job as a watchman is to say, this is what the Bible says.
That is right.
You can take it as it is. I'm going to warn you. This is what the Bible says. Stay away from it.
Yes, amen.
That's my job as a watchman. I'm not supposed to be mean about it. But if they ask me, I'm going to say, hey, this is what the Bible says. I'll have people, I have a guy, I won't give his name, but he asked me every once in a while, we go out to eat, and he'll say, hey, you're in here all the time. I say, how'd church service go? I love it when they say that. Because I get it, that's perfect. I get to get right in there.
Yeah.
And I started talking about church, and he started telling me his problems, his cares, what was going on in his life.
Yeah.
And me as a watchman, I had to start saying, hey, even though he might not like it, I'd say, this is what you're doing wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
This is the sin, and the Bible says this. He said, well, what do I need to do? I said, well, first things first, I said, you need to get in church. I said, you need to learn more about God. I said, I can tell you you need saved. He said, I know I need Jesus. I said, but get in church, learn more about him. I said, I can give you verses. He was on the clock. I didn't want to intrude on his hourly because I didn't want him to get in trouble. But every single time I go in there, I find him. Sometimes, you know what? As a watchman, sometimes I got to get all of them one time. All the workers were outside. I went right through the middle of them and started asking, where do you go to church?
Yeah.
I get to be a watchman.
Yeah.
Because I care.
Amen.
It says here,
yeah,
what to do. James 5:16. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I got to pray for him. I got to lift him up in my prayers.
Sure.
I got different ones I know of that are lost. I'm waiting for them to walk through the doors.
Yeah.
I'm watching for them. I'm watching where they fail. I'm watching what's going on in their life. Not that I can say, hey, look at you, look what you did. I'm saying, hey, watch. You're about to fall.
Yeah. Yeah.
The devil's sneaking around, and he's going to destroy your life. It says in Isaiah 58:1, cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins. A lot of people say, I don't want to offend them. Well, I thought about that for a while. If I offend them, it's because they're offended at the Word of God.
Right.
If I don't tell them what God says, I'm like that watchman that didn't cry aloud.
Yeah.
I've got to tell them what the Bible says, whether it helps them or not.
Amen.
Whether the family member doesn't even, I tell you what they do to me. I see them in Walmart, and I'm walking down the aisle. And I catch their peripheral, I see them coming, and I'm like, oh, I get to talk to them, and I'll get distracted, I'm like, they're gone.
Yeah.
Then I got to find them.
Yeah, they saw me too.
And they're like, I don't want to talk to him because I know that exactly what their words are. I knew you were going to ask me about church.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to ask me had I been thinking about what we've been talking about. And I didn't want to answer you because I hadn't been thinking about it, what their answer is.
Yeah.
And they were convicted of it.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah.
Because then I get to go further. Because once they say, well, about that, what about this? And I give them another scripture. I say, well, take this home and read it. Think about this a little bit. And I work in that. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I've got to know the answers to give them. If I'm a watchman, and I'm up there, there's a certain, usually when they had a trumpet or something like that, they'd have a certain pitch and a certain rhythm for different things. What if I blew the wrong one? What if I told them the wrong thing?
Right.
What if God wanted me to give him this verse and I didn't study and I didn't have that verse?
Right.
I've got to know exactly what to give him. Now we're going to look and see, he said to warn some people. Let's see what he said to warn. First ones I see, he says to warn is the wicked.
Yeah.
You know what? Sometimes the wicked is the easiest one to warn.
Right. That is true.
Yeah.
I found the wicked ones, the ones that we say have tattoos, the ones that have piercings all over the face, is the easiest ones I've been able to approach. I mean, I'll go right up to them and talk to them. They have no problem.
Right.
They have no problem telling me they're wrong. I've been at the bedside of a wicked dying, telling me they were wrong. And I was there warning them about sin, warning them about hell. Had no problem telling me they were wrong. On a ventilator. Would not turn to God. But I still did the warning. We're going to look at some things here. It says here, Matthew 24, verse 37, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. You say, well, they don't listen. They don't want to hear. Don't tell me that. Tell Noah that. How many did he give? He had his family. How many did we have saved this morning in junior church? He didn't have that many. Think about that. If you preach for 100 years and told them, hey, God, bring the flood. You're going to all die. You need to repent. You get on the boat. Next day he comes along, hey, God's coming. You need to get on the boat. Don't tell me that just because you think they ain't going to listen that you're going to stop.
Right.
He didn't have any.
Right.
His family was the only ones that got on. When you get on the boat, think about it. I wonder if he could hear the screams. But Noah knew. I told him. That would be the only encouragement I could think. If I still told him there's a righteous and a just God,
yes,
that's all I could do was tell him. So it's here. Luke 14:23, the Lord said unto the servant, go into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be fulfilled. For I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. We need to go to the sinners. We need to tell them and warn them. There's a day coming when Jesus is going to come again. And if you're bidden, I've told you that you're lost and you've accepted it. There's a day coming when you won't have another chance. There's a day coming when God comes. That's it. Ecclesiastes 8:11. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set into them to do evil. We need to tell them that, hey, just like you say, the wheels of justice turn slow, but they still turn. Just because you think you're getting by with it, God's not forgot.
That is right.
Because it's a slow process, and God's giving you grace. He's giving you grace. He's giving you grace. Don't think that God's not going to one day say, that's enough. That's it. Now, I'm not going to stop till that day happens. But I got to keep telling them, hey, God's going to show you grace. I've had people come to me and say, hey, God showed me grace. The other day I was in a wreck. I thought I was about going to not make it. Oh, I get to tell him again, hey, yes, he did show you grace. He gave you one more chance to accept him as your Savior. What are you going to do with it? Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Psalm 7:11. God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day.
Yeah.
I need to keep reminding them, hey, your wickedness, God's angry with it every day.
Yeah.
He loves you,
yeah,
but He hates sin.
Yeah. Amen.
He loves you more than you'll ever know.
Yeah.
And He wants you to come to Him,
yeah,
but He can't take the sin. You've got to confess it, forsake it, accept Jesus as your Savior. Make Him Lord and King of your life.
Yes, absolutely.
Next thing I want to look at, you've got to warn the righteous that are lost. Sometimes it's the ones on the outside, the wicked. Sometimes it's the ones on the inside that don't understand. We've had a few of them. They were righteous. Yes, they were right, but they weren't saved. It says here, many in Matthew 7:22, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have we cast out devils? And in thy name have done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity.
Yeah.
You need to tell them that your righteousness is nothing.
Right.
It's all about God's righteousness, what Jesus did on the cross.
Amen.
It scares me so bad. I don't know if it scares, but it's so... When you're leading somebody like a small child to the Lord, you could coerce. Now, listen carefully. I could coerce a child into believing in Jesus and saying the words.
Right.
It'd be very simple.
Right.
Do you need saved? Yes. Did Jesus die on the cross? Yes. Just ask Jesus to save you. They say the words. But if I stop and I start getting into it, okay, now, are you a sinner?
Right.
What's
right.
sin?
Yeah.
I have to have them talk with me. I want them to talk with me. I got to have
Amen.
Them talk
Amen.
With me.
Amen.
What's a sin? What's Jesus doing on the cross? Why did He do it?
Right.
That one this morning, he said, I was talking to him. He said, I know what Jesus did on the cross. He died for my sins. And he said, I want Jesus to save me from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. I said, now, it's a one-time deal, I said, but you have to mean it. I said, you have to forsake your sin. I said, but you have to make Him Lord of your life. And in other words, He's in charge now. And he asked God to bow. He bowed his head, and I said, you can say the words all you want to, but it's in here. You have to accept Him
right,
in here.
Right.
Isaiah 64:6, but we all are an unclean thing, and all our righteousness is as filthy rags. And we do fade as a leaf, and our iniquity is like the wind, have taken us away. Romans 3:10, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. And 3:20, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in His sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. You got to tell them, hey, just if you did every law, if you could keep all, what is it, 460-some commandments or something like that in the Bible, if you could keep every single one of them, still wouldn't justify you. It's only by God's blood and by asking Him to come in your heart and trust Him as your Savior that you can be justified. And once you get that across to them, then they can start going.
Yeah.
Also, I see someone else we got to warn. The wayward saint. We got to look out for the wayward saint.
Yeah.
Someone who's fallen by the side, who's messed up. It says in 2 Samuel 12, verse 7, the whole problem with this situation here was David wasn't where he was supposed to be.
Right.
If David had been where he was supposed to have been, this would have never happened. But Nathan had to go down here. It says, Nathan said to David, thou art the man. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I anoint thee king over Israel and deliver thee out of the hand of Saul. And he goes on telling him, hey, this is what's going on, and this is the man.
Yeah.
He did that whole paragraph before telling me about the story. And David said, hey, he's going to return fourfold. And he said, that's you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nathan was the watchman saying, hey, that's you. You've messed up. You've got out of the will of God.
Yes, sir.
hey, you need to get back in.
Yeah.
You need to watch what you're doing. I don't think Nathan was mean about it. He just said what God said. John 21:7. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved says unto Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded his fish's coat unto him, for he was naked, and then cast himself into the sea. Jesus saith unto him, Come and dine. And none of his disciples durst ask him, Who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Peter got out of line. Didn't take very long. He got out of line. He went back to his old ways.
Right.
Jesus went by founding. Oh, if you don't know, he's the supreme watchman.
Yeah.
But he went and found him.
Right.
He went and found him. And he had a question for him. He wasn't going to leave him where he was at. We should never leave somebody who's a saint where they're at.
That is right.
We shouldn't let them stay where they're at.
Yes, amen.
We should let them know we care.
Yes.
We should let them know we're praying for them.
Yes.
And if they really want to, if they ask, we should let them know what's going on through the Bible and what it says. He said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest I love thee. He said unto him, Feed my sheep. Sometimes I wonder about that. He said it three times. How many times did Peter deny him? Maybe it's just saying, Hey, I'm reminding you.
Yeah.
You went away.
Yeah.
I'm reminding you. I don't want you to forget this.
Yeah.
Come back.
Yeah.
A warning for the saint. And Jonah 1:2, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for the wickedness has come up before me. And what did Jonah do? He ran away. His time to be a watchman. And he ran away.
Yeah.
Because of the wickedness of Nineveh, the wickedness of them, it was so great, he didn't even want him to be saved. He missed it. God wanted him to be the watchman. I wonder the time that he wasted. I wonder if anybody died at that time because that he wouldn't go right then.
That's a good thought.
I wonder how many people died before he got there.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people died before we make our decisions to be the watchman God wants us to be.
Amen.
That's a scary thought, isn't it? The times that you're at the gas station and the person beside you, God says, Hey, it's time for you to step up and be the watchman. Tell them what they need to know.
Yeah.
Time you're at the gas station or at the restaurant, God says, You got that track in your pocket? And even if you don't have the track in your pocket, you should have enough scripture. You're the watchman. Tell them.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
But sometimes we get so busy that we don't want to take 10 minutes, 5 minutes. What's the cost of a soul?
Right.
The most precious thing on this earth, and we can't take 5 minutes to get it.
Think about that.
I guarantee you, if your order at McDonald's was 5 minutes late, you'd still get it. You'd wait 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, you would.
Take time. It says in Genesis 19, verse 13, I always wondered about this. For we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has set us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spake unto his son-in-laws, which married his daughters, and said, Get ye up out of this place, the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocketh unto his son-in-laws. This is a good point I wanted to tell you. A watchman can't be on the same level.
Right. Amen.
Lot got on the same level. And no one believed him. You can't stay on the same level. You can't stay in the sin and don't separate yourself from it. Get your family out of it. Stay separated from it. You can still stay separated from sin and still love the sinner.
Yes, amen.
That's right.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Hey, I've had people actually tell me, I'm glad you did.
Sure.
Because I wouldn't do what they were doing, and I stayed separated, and they said, Hey, I appreciate you doing that.
Yeah.
And guess what? It was a time for the watchman to go ahead and say, Hey, let me tell you why I could do that. Let me tell you the one that leads me around this and gives me the ability and the strength to stay away from this. Exodus 32, verse 2. And Aaron said unto them, break off the gold earrings which thou are in your ears of your wives, of your sons, and your daughters, and bring them unto me. And Aaron said, let not the anger of my Lord wax hot. Thou knowest the people that they are set to mischief. That's funny, because he is the one asking to break off their earrings.
Yeah.
For he said unto me, make us gods, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we want not what has become of him. Well, even if you didn't know what would become of him, what made you build the calf?
Right.
It was your chance. God left him there, I believe, for a purpose, and he lost it. He blew it. I mean, he could have said, wait, he's going to come back. God's still God. We're not doing this.
Right.
But he did exactly what they wanted. He had his chance to be the watchman, and he just messed it all up.
That's good.
And many others that God have used, and at the time, they failed to be the watchman. Many others through the Bible are examples of what to watch out for, like Samson and different ones. Look what Samson could have done for Israel had he been a watchman. Had he raised himself up, not in pride, but said, hey, I'm going to live this high. I'm going to do what God says. I'm going to be up here. I'm going to try to lead them to him. Because see, when we lift ourselves up, it's not to lift us up, it's to lift Christ up.
Right. Amen.
We don't want them to see us, but we want to lift him up. No man, when he has lighted a candle, putteth it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light.
Yes.
It's a warning. Don't hide the light. Raise it up. Be the watchman that warns.
Amen.
Be the one that says, hey, sinners can't be doing this. Hey, look here. Bible says that, hey, one day the fearful and all liars shall have their part in the lake of burning. I'm paraphrasing, but warn them. Say, hey, this is what's going to happen. Hey, God's angry with the wicked every day. Just think about this. The God who created everything is mad at you, at your sin.
Yeah.
He doesn't like it.
Right.
Do you want to stand before him and have to give account for it?
Uh-huh.
Every sin you ever committed, and I always take the kids sometimes, I'll tell them that means every sin you commit is like you break a law. Just like you break a law. I say, like if you're 10 years old, you commit one sin a day, if you did three sins a day, that's about 1,000 sins a year. So you're going to stand before God at 10 years old, telling God 10,000 reasons why you sinned. 10,000 times, why'd you do this? Why'd you do that? I can't imagine standing before God at 70 and having 70,000 and have to stand before him and confess every one of them.
Right.
I got to warn the righteous one that thinks he's righteous and that's what's getting him to heaven. I got to warn him and say, that's not going to get you there. It's only what God does. It's only what he does on the cross. You've got to accept that.
Yes, amen.
I got to warn the righteous one that's fallen away, that's saved, but has fallen away. I got to encourage him and strengthen him. Help turn him back.
Yes.
We have to be loving like our Savior. We have to be loving like God. He's our watchman. He's our example. If you look at the life of God, you can see how to be a good watchman. It says in John 4:4, and he must needs go through Samaria. Sometimes we've got to go to the places that no one else wants to go.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have to go to the homes where no one else wants to go. I've been in the homes. Me and Greg's been in the home. I got to tell the story. So me and Greg are visiting. We go up to this one guy's house, and he says he goes to church. About that time, we hear the awfulest cussing and carrying on you ever heard. And we look over our shoulders, and that guy says, yeah, you don't want to go over there. Then people need Jesus. Me and Greg look at each other, and being the way we are, we said, well, we're going over there. So we went over there, and that girl is in church today.
Amen.
It was time. You have to go where no one else wants to go.
Yes, amen.
You might have to be what no one else wants you to be. You might have to listen to things and put your blinders on every once in a while and say, hey, I'm going in. That's about all you can say.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going to happen sometimes. Matthew 26:38, then he says unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. In 26:39, and he went a little further, and fell on his face and prayed, saying, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou will.
Yes, amen.
Sometimes we have to say, it's not my will, God, it's yours.
Yes, sir.
Because my will is not going to be what his will is all the time. Most of the time, it's not.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I want to take the easy way out. Sometimes I got to say, God, hey, whatever you want.
Yeah.
If you want me to go there, I'll go there. If you want me to say this, I'll say this. Luke 23:43, and Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Does he think it's a coincidence that he didn't stop? Think of the pain and agony he's going through at this time. Even though he was God, he was still 100% man.
Yeah.
The pain and the agony he was going through, and he still says, hey, I got one more.
Yeah.
Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. I wonder, I've been throwing this back, I like to think about these stories, the background. I wonder if he says that when he came to Jesus, he was already dead. I wonder if he said, got to paradise, said, I got to wait just a little bit. I got one coming. And I told him I'd be waiting for him here. Then we can get this party started.
Yeah.
I wonder if he said, I'll wait for him to get here. Then we're going to get it going.
Yeah, that's good.
I liked it. I like it because he waited for that last one. Luke 15:4. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it?
Yeah.
Don't stop. Don't stop.
Yeah. Good.
You got someone in your family? You might have your whole family saved and you have one. Don't stop.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Don't stop on that friend that you keep asking and they keep turning you down. Watchman's not supposed to stop.
That is right.
We can't stop.
Amen.
The ones in class that I know of that have raised their hands, and I know that some of them that have raised their hands for salvation, I can't stop praying for them.
Right.
I can't stop wondering where they're at on Sunday morning.
Yes.
I can't stop on my bus route. I talk to my kids. I say, I'm praying for you, but I'm praying for your moms and dads.
Yes, sir.
I said, we need to pray together that they come with you. That I don't even have to run a bus if I don't have to. If they'll bring you, that's my job. I love running the bus, and I wouldn't change it. I started with Brother Rick, started teaching on the bus, and then all of a sudden, Brother Rick tricked me, and I was driving the bus.
Yeah.
It was good. He's teaching me to trick other people, and I'm trying.
Good. Don't tell him.
But I'm watching to see any chance I can get to chip away at that stony heart.
Yes, sir.
I'm watching to see what I can get in. How can I get into the crack? How can I get Jesus in there when he expands, he's going to bust it wide open? That's what I'm waiting on. Ezekiel 18:23. Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, saith the Lord God, and not that they should return from his ways and live? We should never want anyone to get what they deserve.
Right. That is right.
As a watchman, I should never want anybody to get what they deserve. Because I should learn in my life that if I got what I deserved, I'd be in hell.
Yes, sir.
I should pass that on. I should say, I don't ever want anybody to get what they deserve. Because I want to see what Jesus said. I want everybody to be saved.
Yes, sir.
Isaiah 55:7, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man's thoughts and let him return to the Lord. And he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
Yes, sir.
I got to tell him he's going to pardon you. Not just easily, abundantly. I mean, just like you're never sinned. He'll give you that like you've never messed up. All them things in your life that you can't let go of, when you let go of them, God's already forgotten. He doesn't remember them. I get to encourage him. As a watchman, I'm looking. John 15:13. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I commanded you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever she asketh of my Father in my name, he may give it to you.
Yes.
I want to know, what are you doing with him? Are you being the watchman that God wants? Are you seeing areas in your life where you're like, God gave me opportunities and I'm seeing them and I'm not taking them?
Yeah. Yeah, God help us.
And I saw this song and I'm going to try to sing it. And it sort of tells what this world's going through. We need to watch. We need to be watchful. Sometimes, just like me when I was lost, and I asked God, just have somebody ask me. I just want somebody to ask me. Somebody to talk to me and say, are you saved? Just ask me. Sometimes it's that simple.
Yeah.
If you're watching and you're really careful, sometimes you'll pick up on it and say, hey, something bothering you?
Yeah.
We need to talk. But if you're not watchful and you're not watching, it'll slip right past you.
Yes, sir. That's good.
And you might not know it till you get to heaven and God says, why weren't you watching?
Yes, sir.
It slipped right past you, the blessing. I've had blessings slip by, and the scary part is I've had them slip by, and I say, God, said, let me know that it's okay. Sometimes God would say, hey, they're in church and they're saved. And I'd find out about it. I'd be, ooh. Some of them I never did find out about.
Yeah.
Some of them I won't find out about till heaven. Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. And on they go through private pain, living fear to fear. Laughter hides their silent cries, only Jesus hears. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, he's the open door. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. When will we realize that we must give our lives for people need the Lord? We are called to take his light to a world where wrong seems right. What could be too great a cost for sharing life with one who's lost? Through our hearts, their love he can feel, all the grief they bear. They must hear the words of life, only we can share. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, he's the open door. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. When will we realize that we must give our lives for people need the Lord?
Amen.
Are you being a watcher?
Very good. Well, that's just laid out there. If you're not being a watchman, then you ought to change something.
If you've not been the right one, God will change the way. There's a requirement there. There's a responsibility there. Let's stand together. Let's sing. How did God speak to you tonight? People need the Lord. People need the Lord.